Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and you can check us out on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can download the podcast. You can click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app and scroll down to live radio. Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing here?
Happy hump day, boys. Hump day.
Got big plans for later today, Jay?
Watch these games tonight. Mm-hmm. Watch this Lake show tonight. See if they can get it done. Text Key, mess around with his ass, and
I'm not answering you.
Yeah, you always answer.
That's why I text you,
Key. Answering me.
I'm gonna look at it and just put it face down. You know that one? Where you're standing, you see somebody from a distance, and you text them, and they don't. They look and don't respond, even though you're watching them.
I see you look at my text.
Yeah, I saw you look at my text. I've done that many times to people. They said it right then. They text me. Hey,
something you would do.
You ever get caught like, oh, damn.
All the time.
No, but not just responding, like, but like, oh.
The roll of the eyes.
Yeah, the roll of the eyes, the whole deal. Absolutely. I do it all the time when you text me, Max.
Well, the Suns win game two, 123-109. There's that.
Well, the Suns, yeah, they did win. But I want to ask you a question, Max. Up.
Why do you seem so tired?
Max, I want to ask you a question.
The Suns
won. Jay, when did you start buying Kleenex and toilet paper at the same time? When did you start to buy?
Same thing to me.
But when did you start to put it in your house?
My wife. My wife is the one.
Why?
Toilet paper is tissue to me.
Same, that's fine.
Nose, all, everything. It's the same thing.
More same or less, thing. Yeah. But if you have a choice between a tissue, it comes out nice, one piece.
Toilet paper.
You
know,
you're taking a toilet paper instead of tissue if you blow your nose?
Yeah.
So why the preference?
So when you
like
go,
it's
just
better?
Easier.
Max, you have both at home?
Of course.
You do. You have Kleenex
have
and toilet paper.
Have you always had both at home?
Yeah. I like
so
to
you
keep
deliberately,
it. I've never had both at home. It was
so
always just toilet paper.
You deliberately go down the aisle or Amazon or whoever, and you order both.
Both, correct.
That's a waste.
Well,
it's
to tell you the truth, I have someone do that for me, but yes.
It's a waste.
Well,
growing up, I think it was mostly toilet paper, actually.
It's all
absolutely
toilet paper.
It was toilet paper. If you don't stop lying.
Yeah, no, but I mean.
I don't care how rich you were growing up. Your parents didn't buy both.
No, that's right. I don't remember a lot of tissue boxes lying around, come to think of it.
Exactly.
However, I like to have tissue boxes scattered throughout the house.
Why? It's a waste of money.
I don't have to walk to the bathroom when I have to blow my nose.
The bathroom's right there.
It's the same thing. When your grandmother told you, hey, Max, go get something so I can wipe my nose, blow my nose.
It's like this.
No. You know what? My grandfather used to keep the little Kleenex package in his shirt pocket. Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, I can see that.
Key, when I go to people's houses and they got the tissue box in the bathroom next to the toilet paper. I'm like, what you doing?
Same thing, right?
Same thing.
Yeah, Key, but do you have Kleenex around your house now, Key?
I have Kleenex around my house.
Yes.
But here's what I would say. It came from somewhere else, meaning like I may take it from the green room here and happen to just put it in my car.
Because you're a thief.
Whatever you want to call me. I may take it, and that's I'm not buying it. I don't go to Costco and go, oh, I need toilet paper.
Oh, see, I do
need
that,
Kleenex.
Yeah. No. I like to have tissue boxes all around. I like convenience.
But see, Key, you just made a point right there. I've never called it. It's Kleenex. Kleenex to me. That's
yeah,
right. It's not tissues. It's Kleenex.
Yeah, to me, too.
Okay.
Yeah, you can call it Kleenex.
Are. Be like, tissue,
wait, back
Kleenex.
Here we say it to us.
Kleenex? Yeah, but no, tissue
what's
and Kleenex, same
you?
Thing.
What tissues are? What?
Tissue and Kleenex, same thing.
Kleenex.
That's the brand name that has gotten to get such a dominant position in the market. It comes to mean the same thing.
It was the only
the way UFC means MMA.
It was the only position in the market I grew up with.
But it's but see, one comes on a roll.
Yeah.
And it has one little piece that you could take off.
Yeah, that's toilet paper.
But it's Kleenex, it's tissue paper, it's the same thing. Right. One doesn't have a roll. You just take it out.
Right.
You can use either to do whatever you need to do.
Well,
it's the reality of it.
Except that they're purposed differently, but yes, it's possible. Sure.
I got a strong nose, man. I need strong fabric.
I understand what you mean, the texture, because there's texture on that. It can grab things better.
With my nostrils,
Yeah, you triple up. You roll yours, you know, you need triple. You can't just have one sheet of Kleenex.
Triple up.
Are you saying the size of the nostril itself, Key? Is that what you're saying?
He's the one that said the size of the nostril, not me.
And Key's are bigger than mine, so that's it.
He knows he can stuff a quarter up his nostrils. It's not that, you know. Max, you just said, don't get in trouble laughing. Just act like you didn't hear it, Max. Go to the next thing.
Wait, a quarter just fell out of his nose. What are you talking about? Devin Booker. Can I talk about Devin Booker yet?
You can talk about
No, where
about
is your
Devin
awkward
Booker.
Transition?
That's not an awkward transition.
Devin.
Can I talk about Devin Booker yet? Is not an awkward enough transition for you?
No, you can say, you know, the Suns almost scored 1.25. And
speaking of a quarter, Kevin Durant dropped the quarter, is in 25 points.
Devin Booker had a huge second quarter last night.
Yeah, he did. That three at the end of the half really, as Key said earlier, kind of made you feel like I didn't know who was going to win that game at that point, but it was like, oh, here we go. And then Book started the third quarter hot too. 38 points, 9 dimes. Booker scored or assisted, or as Nuno has written, cored or assisted on 60 points Tuesday. That includes 28 of the Suns, 33 in the third. Suns shot 71% directly off passes. KD, 25, 6, and 5. He played 44 minutes. He's been clearly looking for Booker all series, both games of the series, right? Jay, do you have any concerns that KD is playing too many minutes?
No. Kevin Durant is there to play 35, 40 minutes a night. Now we're going to question whether he's playing too many minutes? That's why he was brought there, to win a championship. Yeah. Now, granted, you could say, well, trying to get his minutes at the right time because coming off injury, but, yo, he rolled his ankle in warmups by himself, soft tissue injury. You got to be ready to play these minutes. Now, you could talk about them not having too many bench points. Can that catch up to them? But you need Kevin Durant, due to their lack of depth, to play the amount of minutes he played last night.
Yeah, and he's not playing. He's conditioned for this. The minute restriction thing is not – this is not a time to worry about that. They didn't trade for him to play 25 minutes a game. They traded for him to play wire to wire. The great ones play wire to wire. You didn't see – watch this one, Jay. Michael Jordan never rested.
Look, Michael Jordan was playing 82 games a year.
Look, Kawhi Leonard played 39 minutes. He played 42 the night before.
Same.
Like, you don't hear anybody complain about Kawhi Leonard's minutes,
who also
right?
has a more extensive injury history than KD,
there you
actually.
Go.
There is something – I think KD, sometimes you just look at him because he's wiry like that. People get worried, but there's something so smooth about his game. Even when he plays a lot of minutes and he's playing real defense, it doesn't look like as energy-consuming as some other players just when you watch him. Like, when you watch Westbrook play, you go, boy, he's using a lot of energy.
So,
boy,
have you ever – Max, I want to ask you, have you ever met Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
Have you? So you talk to him?
Yeah.
So you recognize, like, how – like
it's he's really tall.
Because I think sometimes for people, when they watch games or they haven't been able to like sit courtside and see guys, you don't realize like how tall guys actually
yeah,
are.
Yeah, he's like one of those Garnett dudes, Key, where he might be the tallest human in the world, no matter measuring set.
My first encounter with him is coming from Texas. Mm-hmm. And when he was in college, his senior year, and the first time I met him, Jay, I actually met him at a draft party that I threw in New York City for the NFL draft, and he came. He was just a rookie. That dude was so damn tall. I was like, there's no way. And the interesting thing about him is what you say, Max, when I'm watching him, Jay, he's so damn tall when he elevates, when he shoots his jumper from the elbow or wherever it's at, it's almost like he deliberately shrinks himself because he's so tall, he doesn't want to be over the basket. It's just fascinating to watch him break him down.
So let me put everybody on to some of these details that he does differently. And when you watch him play next game, you guys will be able to tell me, oh, I saw it. First off, because I've worked out with him. I played one-on-one against him. The dude, like, Brody is 6'3", right? Brody looks really small. Watch when KD catches the ball at the pinch post, like the elbow or the free throw line extended. Key, most guards, because he's a guard, right? When they rip through, like, they try to get lower with the ball. Like, they bring the ball to the – he rips the ball over the top. So, like, think the ball is ripping over Russell Westbrook's head to get to his shot. And when he gets to his spots on the floor, he has that Dirk-like fade.
Yeah.
So at 7 feet tall, when you have a Dirk-like fade and he's always shooting leaning back, it's the most unstoppable shot there is in the game
today. I never
today.
Thought of it like that. You're right. He's about Dirk's height. It's like you gave Dirk handles. Dirk was enough without the handles, but you gave Dirk superior handles?
And then everything they do is off ball screen. So, like, Zubac, whoever that big is guarding the ball screen, that's who's actually guarding guys like Devin Booker and CP3. Good luck with that in the scouting report. So they kept trying to change up what they were doing. They were double teaming. They weren't. And that's what allowed Devin Booker and these guys to open up the lanes in the second half.
Hey, man, I missed that. Did Westbrook and KD have words? I just saw it flash across our screen.
Oh, they have words every game.
No, but it was like KD said something. He said something back to him. Right here, like, look, check this out, Jay. I missed that. When did I miss that?
I'm telling you, they all the time, you know. They those two have such. This is what I love about hoops, man. Like, this goes all the way back to OKC. What were things that people said about Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook? That Russell Westbrook was the alpha, KD was more the beta back when they're OKC, and Russ dominated the ball. Like, there is real friction here between these two, and you feel it. You see Russ guarding him all the time, and they bark back and forth at each other.
We were watching on ESPNU just now. They just, as they cross paths, they look back, and each barked at each other just for a second.
Yeah. It's like watching Luka and Devin Booker. They don't like each other. That's okay. We here for that. I want to see that.
Ooh.
Used to be that way back in the day all the time.
Get chippy.
It should get
then,
that way.
Then, as you guys said, AAU and everything, kind of everyone became friends. And
you felt, I mean, look.
But this is better, really, with rivalries.
It's not like Phoenix is that much better than the Clippers right now. It ain't that far off, man.
No, it's
it ain't that
one.
Far off. Like,
well,
it
only because Paul George is out. Otherwise, watching this even so far, if the Clippers had Paul George, they'd probably be favored to win the whole thing.
Yeah.
I think.
No?
Best coach to me.
The way they were
a superstar
up.
That can match up with anyone in Kawhi, a number two who's better than most of the other number twos, and they go 10 deep.
I mean, D-Book was real. He got it off, and CP3 closed it out last night. All pick and roll. Like I said, 21 middies, 21 mid-range shots that were made.
That's
what
the
Phoenix
three-point
does.
Line, Max.
I get it. As a matter of fact, the reason everyone started taking so many threes is that, well, if they're going to defend – you know, like if the defense is the same, might as well get an extra point. But they don't defend the mid-range anymore. Might as well take it.
Inside the three-point line, Max, right on the key, that area. You know,
I don't know why. I don't get the
midi, Max. Yeah, mid-range, yeah. Max. Midi. Yeah.
Extended free throw line,
just in
Max.
Case
that
you didn't
kind of that area right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I put you on.
Like, you mean earlier in the show when I pointed out that Booker was counting by threes and KD by twos?
Well, he made four threes. It's not a lot of threes.
No, but in critical moments. He was catching them up and then putting them ahead.
Yeah, but you
threes.
Said like volume. You didn't say critical moments. Back
when did I just start?
Threes. Three is more than two, Jay. I'm not sure if you're.
Cause he made more.
Earlier, Key didn't know five was more than four, so maybe you don't know three's more than two.
He made more mid-range jumpers than he did threes, Max.
Middies. That's inside the three-point line.
Right now.
The pitch elbow, the extended free throw line.
I'm going to take my ball and go home right now.
Mine.
What's been the process for a potential top five draft pick? KJM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. And we are joined now by NFL draft prospect, former Texas Tech linebacker Tyree Wilson. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's the draft process been like for you so far?
What's the draft process been like for me?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been good. I mean, meet with a lot of, you know, great people, great teams, great organizations, and, you know, just busy, but this is what I've been looking forward to for a long time.
What surprised you the most so far through this whole process? Like, what are you learning about the process?
I mean, it's no surprise, really. It's just about, you know, what makes you successful in the league is, you know, being a pro, you know, having good habits on a day-to-day basis.
Yo, Ty, I remember when I was coming through the draft, especially like during the season, I would check draft boards here and there, right? And I was like, oh, man, like my name went from like to it was 21 and it went to 13. Oh, my name went from 13. It went to number 5. Oh, it went from number 5 to number 2. Yo, what's up? Okay. As you've been seeing your name rise up on draft boards recently and rising in stock, like, how do you feel about that? And where do you think ultimately you will land? Like, what's your pocket? Where do you think you'll land?
I mean, on the first question, you know, seeing my name rise, I feel like it should be rising because, you know, my game's different than a lot of prospects in the draft. I do a lot of things different. Not just my body type or whatever. But at the end of the day, you know, the people that make the boards aren't the GMs. So that's what the visits are for, to make an impression on GMs and, you know, coaches. So, you know, I can get to those teams and help those teams out. And, you know, it's hard to say where I'm going. A better question would be like, where do y'all think I'm going?
That's some draft prep right there.
I like that.
Ty, what's the best fit for you? 3 down? 4 down, stand up, drop? Like, where are you most comfortable at?
See, that's why I'm different, you know, than a lot of people. You know, I played in 3 down, 4 down. You know, I can play anything out from a 3 tech to a 9. So it's wherever a team needs me to play, you know.
Who do you think you most like that's currently in the NFL?
Who I most like?
Yeah.
Myles Garrett or Marcus Lawrence, you know, just long and use that, you know, that power rush and also, you know, how to switch up with speed.
Is that what you tell teams? Like, when they're, what can you bring to the team? You know, what can you do for us? Is that what you tell them? Versatility and elite pass rush. Like, what, how do you, when they ask you that, what do you tell them?
What I tell them, I say first, I'm a good person on and off the field. You know, that's big when you, you know, being a, high draft pick like me, you gotta, you know, be a good person first, and then, you know, I'm a leader, not by, you know, voice, but by action. You know, always gonna come into work, and, you know, I got a dog mentality. You know, I'm always, you know, looking to get better, trying to find that 1% each and every week, and you know, the stuff like, you know, being long and versatile, they can see on film. It's really about, you know, telling me who I am out, you know, off the field.
Tyree Wilson, NFL draft prospect, former Texas A&M linebacker, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. So when you look at the league, and I don't want the standard answer, Ty, don't give me that, I don't care, I want to play for anybody. What team and what region most likely you want to play for?
Man, you know, that is the answer because, you know, you just want to get to a team and ball. It ain't like, oh, I want this team. I hope this team drafts me. I hope I get drafted by a good organization, you know, that's going to value me the right way and, you know, help utilize me and help, you know, turn the defense in the right direction.
I was going to say, Jay, you wearing my number 19, man, but you ain't answering the questions like 19. You supposed to be like, I want to go here. I want to play for this DC.
I got one for him so he can answer like 19 would answer. Yo, Ty, tell me why you're.
That's how you win number one or what?
Yeah. Ty, I got one for you. Tell me why you're different than Will Anderson. Because I've been reading articles why potentially you can go ahead of him.
I mean, a lot of love to Will Anderson. You know, we trained down there in Frisco together, but, you know, different game, different body type. I feel like, you know, he played mostly on the edge. You know, I played inside, and which I feel like helps the game on the edge. And also, you know, I drop in coverage a lot. So I did a lot more than Will Anderson, but, you know, he's a great player, and, you know, he's real successful and productive on the field.
Respect. Okay.
All right. Here comes the draft party question. What's it going to look like?
You said, what's the draft party?
Draft party. What's it going to look like?
I mean, me and my family are going to the draft. You know, I haven't thought about the draft party yet. First thing I thought about is, you know, getting to the team. Then we'll celebrate after.
Okay, I need some snot and some tears though when you get drafted. I don't
Why
need you up there.
To get people crying.
Because it's a happy tears. Moment. You got to share
the
tears.
Yeah, you can do
snot.
The tears, but
minus
the snot, Ty.
No, man,
don't let the snot come out. Then you mess up the
bubbles.
Pocket.
What y'all do when y'all got drafted? Snot and tears.
Man,
I didn't have no snot. I was too cool, but I had some tears.
I had tears though.
Did you use toilet paper or Kleenex, Key?
Toilet paper. Facts, not even
the man, question. To be honest with you, I might have wiped my sleeve. I don't know.
Yeah, sleeve. That's always a go-to.
What?
Tyree Wilson, hey, ladies and gentlemen.
What can I expect going into, you know, draft day?
He did it again. He went to that well twice. Go ahead, Keith.
I would probably say going into draft day, the Tuesday before the Thursday where you're going to go on Thursday night, that Tuesday when you land into Kansas City, them knots in your stomach going – you're not going to be able to eat no matter what you think. Your mind is going to be racing. You're going to be thinking about what teams you could go to, where you're going to go in the draft. That Wednesday night, even though the draft is Thursday night, that Wednesday night, you're not going to sleep. You're going to toss and turn. You're going to sit up and watch your TV. You're probably going to watch ESPN all night long for like 20 hours. And then the day of, whatever that crispy suit is that you're going to put on, it's going to be laid out, ready to go. And when you walk down that red carpet, the dreams will now become true. That's what it's going to feel like.
Mm. I appreciate that. What about rookie year? Going into rookie year as a, you know, top draft pick, you know what to expect and, you know, what to bring, you know, the first day you get to the organization.
Well, it's going to always be some people that's going to look at you and expect high expectations as teammates. And they're going to be looking for you to do something spectacular in your mini camp. And, you know, you're going to get some guys that's going to embrace you. You're going to get some guys that's going to get a feel for you. And then eventually it's going to be all study and no play. It's all working out, no play. And it's going to be everything that you anticipated to be by the time you get to training camp. You're going to have more meetings for nothing than you ever had in your life. Just trust me.
I hear you. I appreciate it.
Tyree Wilson. NFL draft prospect, former Texas Tech linebacker, reversed it twice on us, asking Key what to expect.
Good luck,
yeah,
Ty.
Max,
smart. That's smart.
Just meet to meet, just to meet. For no reason to meet.
Thank you, Tyree. Good luck.
I appreciate you.
All right.
Man. Thank you.
Yeah, we got a meeting before the meeting. After the meeting, we still got another meeting.
Got to meet about the meeting.
And then we're going to meet about the meeting that we just had.
Yeah, how do you feel it went? Yeah.
In the meeting. Yeah. And then we're going to meet about the possibility of having to meet tomorrow because we haven't decided whether or not, but we'll figure that out in the meeting that we're going to have after the meeting.
Sounds like this show. What are you talking about? The league suspended Draymond Green. Did they get it right, KJM?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Yesterday, a lot of shows throughout the day. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. A lot of shows throughout the day. We're talking about, will Draymond get a game suspension? Does he deserve one? In addition to the ejection, first Sabonis grabbed his ankle, dangerous play. Then Draymond stomped on his chest, dangerous move. And then Draymond jumped off Sabonis, right? And it was almost like Sabonis gets the one tech, which he got, for the ankle grab. And then Draymond got a tech. That's how it added up. Draymond got the tech for the stomp and then the other tech for the flagrant, you know, for the jump off. So that's two, and so you're out of there. That's what it felt like to me. But that, to me, should have ended it right there. So we didn't really talk about, Key, on the show yesterday. What's, you know, is he going to get suspended? Because it didn't seem like a thing. But, oh, it happened. It happened. They suspended him. They get it right?
I think they did. I think they did, Max. Although Sabonis escalated the whole issue by grabbing his ankle, and you react a certain way when people are grabbing you. And Draymond said, hey, two straight games this has occurred. So, obviously, you know, the frustrational side set in, and Draymond reacted a certain way. But because of his history and being problematic in suspensions and acting out at times and doing some of the things and his antics, you can see why the NBA made the decision to suspend him. Now, ultimately, he hurts his team by not being there, especially if they lose. And that's something that he has to look at and say to himself, what's more important, me being with my team or me trying to show up the fans and show up and retaliate based on somebody grabbing my ankle? Now, he could have got away with it.
He'll take that to his next team.
Let me tell you something. If he was slick with it, he could have walked on his chest and walked on him and been fine. Mm-hmm. When he jumped, it brought a different level of attention to it. Because once he had already pressed down on him, right there, now you press down to get up and go. Don't jump. Yep. Just walk over him.
Yep.
You don't need to jump. Just walk over him.
Yeah, you would have gotten teed up. You probably don't get ejected.
Yeah.
Suspended.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he is going to have to take that lesson to his next team, because it doesn't look like he'll be a Warrior next year, does it?
It looked like that once he put his hands on Poole in training camp. I felt like it was going to be the end to that, because it's very difficult for somebody to sucker punch you and for you to be around that person every single day, every single year, like
seemed to hurt
nothing
chemistry
ever happened.
For sure.
No.
Listen,
but
Keith,
based on what occurred at that moment in time, and them on a championship repeat hunt, it's very difficult for the Warriors to make a decision to trade him, cut him. They just made the decision, let's calm it down, let his contract run out, and then at the end, he can walk.
Key, I got to say, I really don't like this suspension, and the reason I don't like it is because it seems to me basically unfair. Now, if, as you suggested earlier in the show, the league had taken Draymond aside already and said, look, if this happened, like it basically had put him on probation that we don't know about, okay, fine. But I'd have no knowledge that the man was on probation of any kind, formal or informal. So to say, in the statement, that part of the reason he's suspended is because of his past, come on.
So you claim to be smart.
If you got
16 ejections or whatever the number would be, mm-hmm. Don't you think that you probably are barking up the wrong tree at this point in time in your season?
Yes, but Key.
I shouldn't have to verbally tell you anything.
Wait.
Multiple times I get punished
out of proportion to other players? Because I understand if you have a certain rule in place or if you've taken me aside, that's one thing.
Let me say it again to you. So if you are in the top three in being ejected since you've come into the league, if not number one, I don't know the number, but I'm assuming you would be the top three. Don't you think that at some point in time, you're probably going to get suspended for something that is not as egregious as you know, most people might think.
That what you're talking about is common sense. I'm not denying that. What I'm saying is it nevertheless feels unfair to me after you've already ejected the guy to then go back and suspend him, not because he violated some rule or was on probation, but because you think that he's been unsportsmanlike in the past. And the NBA put in writing that that was part of the reason he will not play a pivotal home game three in the playoffs
for understand.
The defending champions?
You do understand when you are in front of the judge and you
it's in
are
his discretion. I know.
You're in front of a judge, Max.
This is
he's
by
looking
the way,
at everything.
He's talking about from the point of view of someone who may have been in front of a judge or two. Go ahead.
you know they're looking at everything. They're not just looking at you as a first-time offender.
Yes, and
they're
when you were a kid and you were before the judge at first, he's like, and you did this, and the sentence was a little more strict. And then later on when you turned it around, the next time it's like, oh, okay, you cleaned it up.
But I've done this many times, but I didn't do it in front of you. I never had to answer this in front of you as the judge. Now I do because you're taking my record from 10 years ago and you're putting it in front of you and you're reading through all the issues that I had. And then you're going to punish me for that. Keith. This is the same thing with Draymond.
Keith.
They're looking at his track record. Okay, not just the incident the other night. They're looking at everything.
And you and Jay also were talking earlier in the show that because he was talking back to the crowd for a couple minutes and Adam Silver was there, maybe all that stuff to me.
That's a little – all that is a little caramel and fudge sauce with a cherry on top. You just gave us a little extra ammunition – to come at you with.
I mean, it's game three, you're down 0-2, you're the defending champs, you're going home, and you're going to kick the dude out of game three after you've already ejected him for basically two flagrants? Come on,
there's
certain
too much. Things, as I told you the other day, when you told me there's no way they're going to suspend Rudy Gobert, I'm like, man, the dude punched him. He's going to be suspended.
That was another thing. No, he didn't. No, he almost punched him in the shoulder.
Okay. I want you to always take into consideration, Max. This is a nationally televised game. The only game on. However many eyeballs are watching. There's a logo. There's the NBA. There's Jerry West. I know you don't want to hear that.
I mean,
The reality of it is. One guy punched a guy. Another guy stepped on a guy's chest. Okay? Nationally televised. People are watching. You have commissioners in the stands. On top of, this is not your first offense. You have a long history track record with the NBA of being kicked out of games, having fragrant ones and twos. And so they say.
That's why they threw him out of the game originally. For retaliating for an ankle grab and then jumping
I'm
off the guy.
I'm just telling you what they're looking at.
Oh, I know what they're looking at. Saying, I disagree with their conclusion.
You could disagree with it. If he did not have a track record, I would be on your side. But because he has a track record, I understand what the league is looking at.
I'm overriding Adam Silver. Draymond, you can play game three. This is ruining this series. Look at the defensive difference in the Golden State Warriors. They got the Kings got twice as effective on offense, literally, once Dre left the game. Before, 8 points on 3 of 8. After, 23 points on 10 of 15. So before, you're hitting about one-third of your shots, and after he leaves the game, you're hitting two-thirds of your shots.
How is that the league's fault?
I'm saying you could just leave it alone.
Just answer
at the
question. Don't give me nothing more. How is that the league's fault?
That's not the league's fault.
It's not the league's fault? Because he's the one who got kicked out of the game.
The league didn't
kick him out the game.
Right.
He got himself kicked out
of
the game.
He got himself
kicked
out of the next game. The league did that.
He did get himself kicked out of the
but
next
that's
game
on the
by
league.
Getting kicked out of this game.
No, see.
By getting kicked out of this game.
No, by being Draymond Green. By the league's own admission,
yes,
it's for being Draymond
correct.
Green.
Yes, and Draymond Green has gotten himself kicked out of multiple games. Therefore, he has a track record. Therefore, they're watching every move he makes. Therefore, he does something that's egregious and stupid in front of everybody, so he hurts his
team. One question for you, Keith.
And that's it.
Because people want to talk about this 888-SAY-ESPN, and we're going to get to your calls. One question. If Draymond Green was playing for the Lakers, would you feel the same way?
If he did that, I would feel the same way.
The NBA playoffs.
I was always on edge with Meta.
With
always.
Meta, for sure. The always. NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Meta, who in Game 7, when Kobe went cold, brought the Lakers to the promised land over the Celtics. The NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight as the Grizzlies host the Lakers, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations and on Sirius XM Channel 80. So did the league get the suspension right on Draymond Green? 888-SAY-ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, are presented by Progressive Insurance. Jay, Key, and I will stay out of this, but you wanted to distill our disagreement about Draymond Green's suspension by asking a question.
So, do you factor in to the decision of whether his suspension was warranted or not with his past behavior?
Is it fair to do that?
As an indicator, is it fair to do that?
That's the question. Where do you come down on that, and then we'll take calls?
No, I do not. Because people start referencing, 2016, he can't. I'm like, that was 2016. Like, and I get with the Brandon Clark last year, but he didn't get suspended for that, even though I thought it was wrong. He got a technical foul. But at what point do you get expunged from your past behavior?
Points
when does it come off your record?
Yeah. The points come off the
Or is it just
license.
Forever on your record?
Mike in Indianapolis, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Actually, hey, I think I'm in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
That's okay. Yeah, good morning, guys. You know, Max, I can't believe that you believe that there should be a suspension on this. I mean,
Max and I do not think this.
He thinks so. I don't think so.
Oh, you don't think he should be suspended?
No, I think either if you're on probation, fine. But if you're not on probation, okay. Don't retroactively go back and say, well, because of your past, you're basically on probation. That's BS.
It feels like Scarface. Like, hey, you know, we need Draymond. You need that guy that you can point at and say, hey, that's the bad guy. You know, it's like, hey, I think the league's been wanting to get in, like, ever since he punched, you know, Poole at the beginning of the year. They couldn't do anything about that. And now it's like he's stomping on people. It's like what if Curry's running around curves and hey, they keep grabbing his arm. So all of a sudden he slams back an elbow into somebody's stomach and you're blaming, hey, oh, he grabbed his leg. So he was justified that he can, you know, stomp on him. No, I mean, maybe he should have fell over him and acted like he couldn't, you know, but he literally trampolined off the dude or whatever. I just don't, you know, at some point you got to reel him in. I mean, the commissioner's there. It's an eyesore to the league, you know, how much stuff that they allow this guy to get away with.
Go back and watch. Right. If somebody were to go back and watch it slowly, watch the slow-mo version. As he's picking his foot up, Sabonis is still holding on to his foot. When the foot comes down, I get the little pop in that, right? But he actually jumps more off his left leg than he does off his right leg, which is why his left leg goes up higher, right? Like he tries to get it up higher over.
He's trying to clear his leg jump
over.
So
it's like I get the little pop, but yo, you also grabbed onto my foot while I was trying to pick my foot up to run over you. So like at what point are we just going to say, you know what, just let bygones be bygones, like two techs, call flagrant ones on both sides and let them keep playing. Like, why is it turned into an ejection?
What about his point, guys? I thought it was an interesting one where the league really couldn't do anything about the Superman punch to Jordan Poole, But that was a rough look for the league early on, and maybe they're just looking for an excuse.
By the way, the team is the one who had that footage, right?
Yep. So and leaked that, it. Someone leaked it.
Someone leaked it, yep. Which is interesting, just to let you know about the dynamic between him and the team. Mm. Because back in the day, that would have never gone out. Mm. If Steph had not, you think that's getting out? That ain't getting out. So that should go to show you where that relationship was then and where it is now.
Joseph in Texas, you're on KJM.
Yes, I think the suspension was wrong for several reasons. If you look at the beginning of the play, I think he got suspended for calling out the referees due to the fact that if they would have called Sabonis or fouled Sabonis when he pulled the guy away from the referee from the rim and almost threw him down when he threw himself down to the floor, if they'd have called it a foul, that would have stopped everything. And also, Sabonis holding his thing, like he said, he jumped off of the other leg more. What he should have did was just stood on his chest until he stopped holding it. They couldn't have called anything for that. It's all on Sabonis. And if he was so hurt, how did he get back into the game to play? Now he's hurt that he can't play the next game, but he finished playing
the next game.
He's questionable. Come on, man.
What do you think the answer to that question is going to be, guys?
That's PR tricks, you know, from Sacramento. Sacramento's leaning into it.
Yeah, you know what, guys? Let me tell you something. If Sabonis misses game three, I'm okay with the suspension. How do you like that? No. If he just took Sabonis out for a game, then, in other words, I don't believe in the severity of what he did physically. It looked to me like it's being milked, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Sabonis really doesn't play in the game, and then it'll look bad that even I questioned it, but that's what it looked like to me. Looked a little WWE to me.
Well, when you have a history, Jay, and you say you don't look at the history, you also would say that a person could change from 2016. But history shown that Draymond Green still has some issues controlling himself in certain situations and moments. Now, you say, well, the commissioner at a game, he shouldn't factor in to Draymond screaming at the crowd and doing whatever he's doing and barking back because that has nothing to do with the game. But when you put everything together and it keeps piling up over and over in every game, if you get these videos and you look up and here's Draymond in the middle of this or here's Draymond doing that, the league is looking at that, and they're saying to themselves, how can we get control of this situation so us as a league don't look out of control? So this is why they make these decisions to do it.
So, Key, are you for the suspension?
I don't want to see him suspended, but I understand why the league did it.
Oh, I can look.
You know
I
what
can
I'm saying?
Understand.
Like, I don't want
to disagree with
you. Like, he shouldn't be suspended, but when you got a track record, they're going to use it against you.
So do you agree with it or not, though, Key?
I'm on the fence, Max, because I understand why, and I don't want to see him suspended. So at the end of the day, he's suspended, so you got to accept it.
Yeah, I guess the question I would have to combat yours is what's the timeline to go back on somebody's history where you can talk about those judgments?
When do the points come off the license?
Like that.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, we're going to ask an NBA legend what they think about Draymond's suspension. That's next, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.